Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Monday is upon us, the 24th of August. So, what do we have going on in the world that Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and you and I can talk about? Whether you dial 888-302-3684, whether you do the Facebook routine or any of the other social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. And then there's email, Jennifer, Rich, Doug, Ken at DougSteffen.com. The best, and the circumstances weren't the best, but the outcome was the best. The story that I think is the most important one, or the one that I am, and I like to use the word enjoy, what I'm happy to talk about are these three American men who stopped the attack on the train.
That's a great story.
If you go back to when they were friends as middle schoolers in California, Jennifer, they decided they've been friends for a long, long time. And I guess they thought this spring, what a great year to go to Europe. Let's go, Anthony.
Well, I think one
Sadler
was getting, yeah, one was getting moved around because one was actually overseas already, overseas in the service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the identity of the three of them. Anthony Sadler, who's 23, wrote on Twitter in May, 3 months before they decided to go. Alex Scarlatos is 22. Spencer Stone is 23. They wanted to spend 3 weeks traveling across Italy and Germany and the Netherlands, France, Spain. The Scarlatos and Stone are the friends. And Scarlatos is a specialist in the Oregon National Guard. Stone is an airman in the Air Force. And so what they decided to do was just have some fun. They weren't planning on disrupting an act of terror. But on Friday, that's what they did. Tackling, subduing a gunman on a high-speed train in France. So through the weekend, their faces and their stories have been all around the world being hailed as heroes. They were planning on spending Friday night in Amsterdam, but they changed their mind and took the train to Paris. Let's see here. Sadler, to identify them, Jennifer, is a college student in Sacramento. Scarlatos had met Mr. Stone, who's stationed in the Azores near Portugal. Scarlatos returned to Oregon in July after a nine-month deployment in Afghanistan, and he left for Europe on August 11th. Sadler followed the next day. On Monday, they wrote on their Facebook page, they were all, yeah, you can see the picture if you go there. They were going to Amsterdam and Paris and Barcelona. Anyway, so they were on this high-speed train headed to Paris, stopped in Brussels, and they heard what sounded like gunfire on the train. After they saw the gunman struggling with another passenger, the three of them rushed to subdue him. Nobody was hurt, critically. Nobody was killed. Stone's thumb was cut. He said he was helping some of the other passengers. There was a trained medical technician. The thing, you can go through this 87 different ways. The fact that they were thinking, and one wonders whether they were thinking or they were just at it because that's the way they were trained, or is it because they grew up in the era when they were kids that were, what, 10 years old? They saw September 11th. And one wonders, since then, how many other circumstances like that they have seen or read about. The fact that they could do what they did using what they described as their gut instinct and what they knew about each other, they subdued Ayub El-Kazini.
Who said he was just there to burglarize the train?
Yeah.
He wasn't there just to do a burglary on the train.
Well, what do we know about him?
Just that he said he found these weapons somewhere. He found them in Brussels, and he picked them up and thought, oh, I'm going to go rob the train. And he was trying to downplay the fact that he had any ties to radical Islam, which I think people are trying to investigate to see if that's really, really true or not. But I think it's interesting just to go back to the good part of this story, the silver lining, and that's, if you remember, and I'm so mad at myself right now because I'm forgetting his name, and I know it was something very simple, but the guy that said, let's roll on that flight that the passengers took down
in the field of Pennsylvania, yeah.
Over Pennsylvania, and it just gets into your brain, like, what would you do in a situation like that? One would like to think that you would fight, but, I mean, fear is such a huge part of who we are, and these guys really just...
Well, but they were trained. A couple of them anyway were trained as
they were trained.
Fighters. They were prepared. And
I read a big profile about them that they said as little kids, they would play a lot, and they would come up with these mock things like law enforcement and military always intrigued them, so they would play a lot like that, and that's why they went into their you know, the fields that they chose. But it's just still, when you're in that moment with all the training, does it go out the window or do you rush towards danger? And these guys sure did.
Yeah. You wonder sometimes as you look this stuff over what the connection is to guys like El Kazani and other terrorists. Story this weekend out of the Middle East where the... And we use this worm now. This word now, worm maybe this. A little subtle suggestion. These worms, militant Islam, a terror group that was undescribed. This group destroying all of the Syrian temples. Is it ISIS? I didn't see them identified as ISIS. Demolishing the ruins in Palmyra, which is the most spectacular place if you've never been there. All kinds of archaeology. So you've got that story over the weekend that we supposedly knocked off number two in ISIS, the number two character there. Would you refer to, if you went back in history, I've apparently become very popular with some people because of my reading of what's going on over there, and become unpopular because of my reading of what's going on over there. Maybe that's part of having an opinion about stuff. Would we have referred to, or do you think, if the same thing that was going on in the late 1400s, that is the Spanish Inquisition, would we refer to those or have referred to those, or aren't we referred to those as militant Catholics? Because that's what they were, militant Christians. And would Christians take offense to that, and whether or not the Islamic world takes offense to the term militant Islam? That's what they are, as were the militant Christians who were doing the same sort of thing then that these guys are doing now, trying to purge the world of people who were infidels who didn't believe in their cause. Now, when I go back to that reference, it makes a lot of people angry. How dare you? But that's what history is. So you're kind of hypocritical if you don't see the similarity between the religions there then and the religions here and now, and what radical religion does, what militant religion does, no matter what its stripes. So, am I a bad guy for bringing that up?
Yes.
Really?
No. That was just a funny answer for me. Well, I think, you know, nobody denies, Doug, and you're using the word militant. I think extreme may be a good word, too.
The only reason I use this is because you used it in reference to Islam, so that's, I would not have used it otherwise.
I use the word radical. But what I would say is that Timothy McVeigh was a person who was a... who was a militant or an extreme Christian who got into trouble. And
but
I don't
did he do
think,
it because he was a Christian?
I don't know, but he was an extremist. I mean, anybody whose behavior is to pick up a gun and start taking anybody else out as an extremist, no matter what they're acting in favor of, whether they're acting in favor of Christianity or in favor of Islam, I mean, I don't think that most normal people of God would take offense to anybody criticizing anything for being too exhibiting extremist behavior.
Yeah, well, but I have, there are some Facebook posts over the weekend, Kenny, while you were gone, that are pretty sharply aimed at me and my opinions about certain things, including religion. Another thing that came up over the weekend, what the heck did we say on Friday? Kenny wasn't here. Jennifer. Richie, what the heck did we say on Friday about the fires, or was it Thursday? It was either Thursday or Friday. And man, did I take some, if you'll pardon the pun, heat for that. Kenny, will you find those?
You guys just can't be trusted by yourself,
I'm telling
I guess.
You. No kidding.
Holy moly, what happened?
It was, all kinds of shots were taken at me by people, both men and women, who were out in that area.
Oh, you know what? We were talking about...
I think you said this, not me, but I took the heat
for it. We both did, yeah. We were talking about 100 years ago, they wouldn't have fought these fires. It's only because we've built homes and businesses that now we try to protect these fires, and how fire is actually good for the regrowth of the plants because it helps the soil, but because, you know, we're trying to save homes, lives, and
and someone
buildings.
That lives in California, I'd bonk you for that too.
Why? That's the truth.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Why would you bonk us for it?
On
there's
a
nobody
level.
There.
And then we also talked about how much do we spend saving $20 million worth of homes. We spend $100 million fighting fires. So
here's a post, Richie, from Jake, who writes, the reason we're having so many wildfires is because the environmentalists have lobbied the states to shut down grazing permits for cattle and no control burns anymore and shut down as much logging as possible. I'm not sure if people can grasp just how bad the situation is. A lot of these folks are retired, older people, just getting by. Some don't have homes or properly insured because it comes down to groceries or pay insurance bill. Animals are getting caught in the fire due to how fast and how hot it is. The fire jumped rivers, jumped a 600-yard fire line. Government officials following stupid orders. Fire was out at one place due to locals trying to save homes. They backburned. Department of Land said, we have orders to backburn here. The fire got away from them. We haven't had a fire season this bad since 1905. What the F? You obviously do not understand. Come on out and take a look. But you can't because visibility is 300 yards everywhere. Smoke is so thick, causing it, blah, blah, blah. So that was one of many shots that were taken at you and me because of what we said in our overview. And as is the case oftentimes, there is misunderstanding, sometimes misrepresentation, because people get so... Here's another one from Sean. It shouldn't surprise most people out in the West to hear somebody from the East make such stupid and arrogant comments. Perhaps if next winter tons of snow fall in your home causing millions of damages, injuring people, destroying years of keepsakes, we here should say, why dig these people out? It costs too much money. Just wait until spring and summer.
Just the analogy.
And, but they went, there's so much anger here.
Well, fire is scary, Doug.
Well, I understand that. But
and you can't control it. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, as someone, remember when the fire almost burned my house and my mom's house, the house that I grew up in.
Mm.
There's nothing you can do but sit and watch. And to say that we shouldn't have fire support, even
that
though.
That isn't what we said, though. That's the point.
But I think
that is the point.
Hear
well, that's what they hear, but that's because they're not listening.
We were talking about 100 years ago. We were talking about what it does for the ground, the soil, and we were saying, "What if?" And
we said nothing even close to what they thought we said.
We didn't say,
not even close.
Let it burn.
Yeah. No. I mean, so
let it burn.
Yeah.
No, we did not.
Anyway, it's frustrating, but I understand. So I wanted to clarify. 20 after the hour, and good day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
So, maybe your slogan today is "Burn, baby, burn."
We want
the goodness to come through and to save the good stuff. 21 after the hour.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Was number one during this week in 1985, believe it or not. Louis Hewis and the news from...
I couldn't do that if I tried.
What?
Louis Hewis
and the news? It's like New York City.
Yes.
I remember that, too. So, as we start our memory...
Hey,
he looks a lot different, though, now. Have you noticed? You take a look at him versus how he looked 10, 15 years ago.
60-something as opposed to 40-something.
Well,
maybe. 30-something.
Well, this song is 30 years old.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. Thank you.
Why do you have to be such a party pooper, Ken? Get out of here. Go back to the quarter.
All right, let's go back a little further in history than this date, 1985. Let's go back to August 24th. August 24th. The year was 79 A.D.
It was a Tuesday, I think.
It was Tuesday, exactly. The residents of Pompeii and Herculaneum woke up that day, going about business as usual, normal life, no reason for them to fear the mountain that they were under.
Mount Vesuvius
exploded. Mount Vesuvius on this day in the year 79...
Have you ever been to Pompeii?
I have not. It would be one of the things that's on my list, though.
It's very interesting. I have been there.
Have you?
Have any of you boys been?
No, I have not.
What makes it most interesting, Ginger?
Well, first of all, it is hotter than...
Yes.
It is. I've been to two really hot places in my life there in Chichen Itza, mm-hmm. and I can't decide which was more awful, but this was really interesting. I mean, the way everything is just left, I mean, in state, you can see, like, the dogs
sitting
there.
It looks like it did that this day in the year 79.
Yeah, it is incredible, and that gives you a really good glimpse into life, because, you know, even when you go to castles and stuff, you know that they've been kind of revamped.
Stuff is like frozen in time, you mean?
Yes, yeah. It really takes you back. And that was what was cool about it.
Yeah. It's a great place to visit to understand perspectives, if you will. All right, also events on this date in 1456, August 24th, the Gutenberg Bible was
the Gutenberg Bible. I liked that one.
No, that was 18. So
I think there were, what, 8 verses of that one, Police Academy? Was that right?
Yeah. The first printing machine And the first thing to be printed was the Bible.
Of course.
This date, 1456. So
before that, they did it all by hand.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Everything recorded by hand. Everything. Imagine that, huh?
That has to be the equivalent of like a sweatshop these days, right?
Yeah, right. Oof. Yep. This date, 1869, the first waffle was baked. Mm. And the beginning of the Waffle House.
Do you know I've been craving waffles for like 2 weeks?
I love waffles.
Why did you bring it up? Now I even want more.
All of the pasta and all of the things that are carbed. But, yeah, a good waffle at a Waffle House. Thomas Edison applied for the movie camera patent. He developed it. I don't know if you knew that or not. This date, 1891. Did you know that was one of his inventions?
I don't think I did.
There you go. Amelia Earhart began her first nonstop transcontinental airplane flight across the U.S. from Los Angeles in her Lockheed plane, went to Newark, New Jersey, took her a day to do it. This date, 1932. Let's see, Pete Rose, this is a good one. This date, 1989, Pete Rose was banned for life after he signed a 5-page agreement with the commissioner of baseball who charged that he had bet on baseball games.
Why would he sign an agreement? What was in that agreement that made him want to sign it?
I think it had to do because Giamatti, if I remember this correctly from talking to Pete, promised him that if he signed this that he'd get into, he could come back into baseball. Or there was something that he said or promised him that was a lie. And so that was Giamatti and Rose hated each other.
Well,
wow.
I can imagine, yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Jonathan Alter of Daily Beast. Coming right up, President Obama has thrown down the gauntlet on the Iran nuclear deal. Was he effective?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. In the last week, President Obama has really paddled the GOP for opposing his Iran nuclear deal. Is this a good deal? Even a done deal?
I don't think we got nothing, but we didn't get enough. And certainly compared to what we went into this seeking, and I think Henry Kissinger has put it very well, we began a negotiation over whether Iran would have a nuclear infrastructure, and during the course of the negotiation, over 10 years or so, Iran built a nuclear infrastructure that it's going to get to preserve, and it gets an enormous windfall of tens of billions of dollars to pour into its economy, into its proxy armies around the region.
Of course it didn't do enough. By definition, no deal ever does enough for one party. We have a deal. The question now is, if we kill the deal, what happens then? And are we actually better off in the world by killing the deal? And I don't think any logical analysis would lead anyone to that conclusion. And indeed, in the debate in the last few weeks, no alternative has been raised to approving this deal.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Jonathan Alter of the Daily Beast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
August 24th, 2015. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Good bow there, Jennifer. Where were you? You were gone for a couple of days, right?
My gosh, where haven't I been?
I probably have not been to North Korea. Okay, yes.
Let's see. I saw Shania Twain in concert. I had a listener event for 85. Ah. I had another listening event at a shooting range, and I'm bruised. I mean, I've been all over the place, Doug.
Good for you.
I joined the NRA.
Did you?
So all of you guys that send me nasty emails from being a right-wing wacko, start writing them, and I have an NRA hat now.
Right. All right, you guys talk to yourselves among yourselves for a minute. Go over the top 10 radio topics from last week and how things shook out.
What's happening with you?
Put Millie out for a little quick exercise.
Are you really leaving your national morning show to go take a dog out to go
potty? Let the dog pee on the floor. I mean, come on now.
He's already gone.
He's already gone. Your call's very important.
That's how much he cares. All right,
Ken, what are the top talk topics?
Here's Brian from Arkansas wants to talk to us about our philosophy on the fires burning out in the West a little earlier, where if you weren't here, Doug and I were chastised over the weekend on Facebook for talking about how 100 years ago they would just let these fires burn.
Sure.
But because we've built up so much civilization there now that we spend whatever it takes to try and stop them. So here's Brian. Brian, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, a lot of that is true because there are people building in remote areas, and of course now they, you know, say, well, I'm paying property taxes to, you know, XYZ entity, and why don't I have fire protection? Because, you know, you're 40 miles out of town, and, you know, a fire truck can average, what, 50 miles an hour at best, you know? So it takes an hour for one fire truck to get to you.
So you're saying you have to acknowledge the slower response time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know the other thing. You know what would be, you know, just as an apocryphal. This is an admittedly apocryphal thought, but you know what would be really nice. You know, today there's so much like excess. Whenever you see like a project, like the Denver Airport, the new Denver Airport.
Sure.
Of which there are so many conspiracy theories about. I mean, which said was going to cost $1.5 billion, and it cost like $8 billion or something. I mean, if that thing burned down, I would be just jumping in the streets, you know? Maybe the aliens and the UFO base that are supposedly hiding under there, or the underground bunkers would have to be evacuated.
You know,
you have
I
to
mean,
tell me this. So is there a conspiracy theory that there are, like, UFOs under DIA?
Well, I was reading about DIA, and DIA is so funky because I was reading there was a gigantic amount of rock and soil material excavated to build that airport. Like a
it's in a weird spot, right.
Cubic yards of material. And I'm going, what are they doing? The only thing they could be doing is digging underground. That's the only way you could be excavating that much material.
Really interesting, huh? Yeah. I've known a few aliens from Denver, so.
Like 100 million cubic yards of material. You know, you ever see like those big loaders used on construction sites?
Sure.
Okay, well, some of those, you know, they have huge buckets. Some of those have like a 10 cubic yard bucket. Just imagine those machines, hundreds and hundreds, or diggers, you know, digging machines. 100 million cubic yards of earth being moved. And they're still digging out there. They're building some kind of a shuttle train or something to take it because it's like 40 miles away from Denver.
So
the next thing you know, they're going to move Denver down to Boulder or something like
that.
There
you go.
All right, Brian. Thank you. All right, let's head on over to DougStefan.com. And Ken, what's going on with the poll?
The poll today, there's a very interesting story. Speaking of conspiracy theories, a very interesting story at DougStefan.com. Some people at Fortune magazine have done some research, and they say that Google could actually rig the 2016 election.
I've heard this.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the deal. So, you know, people were, during, the last debate, people were measuring who won that debate based on Google searches, and Carly Fiorina had the most, and then Donald Trump, and, you know, on and on and on.
Right.
But now they're saying people, because of web optimization, depending on who Google wants and what search results Google wants to come up. So if you type in Donald Trump, if Google hates Donald Trump, they can put all these negative articles up there first. That could swing people's opinion of candidates and also swing the election.
Wow.
And apparently Google has gotten in trouble in Europe a couple times for skewing search results to go in favor of Google products and not list some of their competition.
So let's go with the full-on conspiracy theory then.
Yep.
Government control of Google.
Or Google control of government.
Which one is more likely? That should be. So what's the poll, Ken? Because that could be a poll, too.
The poll is, do you trust Google?
Okay. And our options are?
Sure. I use it all the time. Sometimes I feel like it knows too much about me. I guess I've never had a reason not to trust them. No, they're always trying to get my info without my permission, and I don't use Google.
Very fascinating. Now, over the weekend, I heard a story about, have you heard of this? The right to be forgotten.
Is that to get yourself off of social media?
That's to get yourself off of Google searches. So let's say in your past, some information has been, and I want to talk to our tech guy, Greg Stebbin, about this at some point.
Hypothetically, of course.
Let's say hypothetically, when you were in college or just in your past, you have done something that you're not proud of and you don't want, but it's there. The picture's everywhere. The story is everywhere. It's all over the place. And in the UK, a gentleman sued Google for the right to be forgotten, and now it's starting to be an issue over here, and people are starting to take up the cause. Do you have the right to sue Google to take any information that you deem not good about yourself offline? And so now they'll end up going to the Supreme Court at some point, I'm sure.
All right, so is this a video? I had to go state.
We were talking about today's poll, do you trust Google and how they could be fixing
the election. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, and what did we get agreement as to going back to the weekend talk topics and what was number one with the list there and what was number one with our... The wildfires was number one. So I've obviously, we've hit a nerve here with this in terms of what the focus is and what people are thinking about what the state of affairs is on the planet. There are more and more, whether you believe in global warming, whether you think it's just a natural phenomenon, whatever it is, the question isn't so much about that, for me anyway, it's just what is going on. And are things changing to the point where we will see a dramatic certainly different America in 100 years from now in terms of landscape? Will it be drier in the Southwest? Will it be drier in the Northwest? And so we've grown up and we've gotten used to things the way that they are in terms of weather. And now things are changing, as many other things are changing. Look at our lives. I was talking to my son about this yesterday. Look at how much of our lives now is almost everything about our lives is different than it was even 15, 20 years ago. And I don't mean you can go back to the Industrial Revolution and how after the Civil War things so dramatically changed, especially got toward the end of that century and then going into the new century, and how the upheaval began after Teddy Roosevelt, World War One, and then the Depression and the Dust Bowl and World War Two. And if you look back over the history of man, there have always been, you know, that seems to be what mankind is about, upset and disruption. But yet it didn't happen as quickly as it is now. Things are just, everything's moving faster. So you just got to wonder what the plan is. Do you wonder what the plan is? Is there a plan? Is all of this just a hubbub that's come together as a big kind of, you know what? Or is there something that comes out of this at the end of it that makes some sense? I'm interested in the other things that were a part of last week, the Trump plan and presidential candidates in general, and what's happened over this past weekend with some, there's some dramatic changing there, too. Joe Biden meets with Elizabeth Warren. What is that all about? Well, you know what it's about. Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton have been very close friends. So what does this say about, is it about their ego, or is it about the Democrats' worry that Hillary Clinton really isn't electable? So they're working behind the scenes, and they can't talk to her. She doesn't get it. They're the royalty of the Democratic Party. What is there about, and is the same thing happening on the Republican side? George Bush is the ordained heir to the throne, yet he's getting it in the chops.
Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me an article over the weekend, and they say there's somebody out there that says Barack Obama wants his legacy to continue. And Hillary certainly wouldn't be his optimal pick for that.
No, but Elizabeth Warren would be.
So
Elizabeth Warren will not be president. He's too radical. She'll never be president.
You're right. So what they do is he backs Joe Biden, who then has Elizabeth Warren as her
vice president.
And then after Joe Biden does his 4 years, she runs.
Because Joe's only doing 4 years, he said. If he runs, he'll do one term.
Hillary only do 4 years, too. She didn't say it, but that's... I don't see her.
The question to you is, would Barack Obama try to prop Joe Biden up as his pick to take over and continue his presidency
so that
Warren could then carry the flame?
Who else could he go for, though? If Joe gets in the race, he would be a jerk not to back Joe Biden. Joe Biden's
right.
The VP, so to me, no matter what,
but nobody
if Biden
thought,
gets in, that's
nobody
his guy.
Thought Joe would even be a thought in this race.
I don't know
recently.
Why. This is so arrogant that people
is the Obama White House, and this is what this, you know, email said, is the Obama White House letting the FBI and them go after Hillary?
Encourage them to do
that. Oh, for sure.
So that he can prop Joe up.
Yeah. Interesting question. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Do you know that healthy blood flow is the key to you having a better life? Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know the truth in that statement? Healthy blood flow is the key to your living a better life. Don't we all know that? If you don't, let me spend a minute explaining how improved blood flow, healthier circulation in your body, enhances everything so that the quality of your life physically can be that much better. And if you feel good, if you have your health, pretty much you can overcome and enjoy everything else that there is. You got a problem, you can overcome it. If you're having a great life, it's better with your health. So let me introduce you to Super Beats. Super Beats is available, by the way, don't let me forget to remind people about this, Richie, in Black Cherry. Super Beats has with it the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon, no beet taste, and if you like Black Cherry as a taste, there you go. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, antioxidants, electrolytes, dietary nitrates. Nitrates convert to nitric oxide, which opens up your arteries and gets the blood flow around, boosting circulation, relaxing the arteries, maintaining healthy blood pressure levels. That's what you need and want. You'll feel safe taking this because it's all natural. All of the people on this program are involved in this program to a fare thee well. I feel confident offering this information to you because I know it's real. I know Super Beats is the real deal. I can feel the energy when I have a glass of Super Beats, put a teaspoon of Super Beats into the water, have a glass of it. 20 minutes from that point, I know my body is going to be really revving. And if I want to start the day up and at 'em, there's a product that comes from the Super Beats folks called Neo 40. It's tested, patented. It is a little chewable, how would you describe it? Melts in your mouth kind of thing.
It's a dissolving tablet.
Yeah, right. And that gives you the energy you need to start. Instead of having a cup of coffee, you got this to start your day. So however it is that you want to get more energy and therefore become more healthful, healthy, call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. But the number, so you can have a conversation about this. The number is better because you can talk to people who are there. They can give you the expertise, and they'll further enhance your thinking when it comes to taking Super Beats on seriously. 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Next Evan Good Day program. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office last week denied a request from the University of Hinduism to place a privately funded Hindu statue on Capitol grounds. The Hindu Society of the United States.
I'm a card-carrying member, sir.
Floated the possibility of putting a monument on the Capitol, and the Arkansas General Assembly passed a law to erect a Ten Commandments statue, so the Hindus said, okay, if you can put a Ten Commandments statue up, why can't we put up a Hindu statue?
Okay.
The president of the society, Razan Zed, said the group had asked to place a statue of Hindu Lord Vamana. known for his strength and correct grammar on the Capitol grounds. The statue would have been privately designed, built, and funded. They said no.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
It's Tech Talk Time with Greg Stephan, technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. Monday, Greg, give me an inch, please.
I'll
take an inch. All right. So the business about Google perhaps rigging the election has people talking this morning. Plus, I would like to talk about electric scooters.
Nice.
Two of those items are, neither of them are connected, but they are about technology. That's their connection. And we're talking about technology in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
You know, before we get started examining a couple of these issues, Greg, I find it amazing when we're talking about, in general, the stock market not doing particularly well. I think it's a great time to buy stocks, frankly. But when we look around, especially the technology sector, and see things like Dropbox that has a valuation of $10 billion, how's the... Where does that come from?
Well, are you sure you want to be saying that with all your stuff in Dropbox? What if they decide to take revenge on you?
I don't think I have anything. Do I have anything in Dropbox, Richie? I don't know that I have any. I don't even know.
No, but you have Gmail.
Yeah, and how does Gmail connect to Dropbox?
It doesn't, but Gmail's next to Google, and they can certainly attack you there.
Anybody else there in the studio have anything in Dropbox?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything I have is in Dropbox.
Really? Yeah. So it's worth $10 billion?
It is to me.
Audio delivery, sure, yeah.
All right. Google in the spotlight because some researchers, according to the story that's posted today at DougStephan.com, some researchers say that the company could rig the election because of the way the power they have to influence you when you're searching, researching, considering the fact that most presidential elections are won by small margins. You know, we have the whole business about John Kennedy winning in Chicago and George Bush winning in Florida. Both of them were very questionable because they were both crooked.
John Kerry, you mean, right?
No, not John Kerry. George Bush. I'm talking about John Kennedy and Nixon. Nixon knew that Kennedy's old man had rigged the election in Chicago, but didn't challenge it. And that wasn't the same with Bush and Gore in Florida, but it was just as corrupt. So how do you keep the technology world from corrupting the process?
The fairness doctrine.
Really?
I mean, wasn't there a time where you could take the word Google out of this headline and put the word radio and TV and newspapers in there?
No.
No?
Like this? No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't, maybe the other people don't agree, but I see this as a whole different world.
Well, I mean, but there was the idea that media by giving more emphasis to one candidate.
Well, if you're talking about dominant market share because they buy, I mean, that can happen. What they're saying about Google could happen as a result of PACs, as far as that's concerned. The PACs that have all the money that are supporting these various candidates, they can do the same thing that Google can do.
Well,
or they can go to Google and have them do it.
Well, there's two pieces there. There's the advertising component, and then there's the manipulation of the media itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And frankly, I would guess that there's no way you could prove that Google did this because of the complexity of the algorithms they
because
use.
Because they
to
can fix
content.
It themselves. They're so smart.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can say that too.
Yes. Right.
Well, and I'm not saying that they did do it or would do it. I mean, but, you know, could one evil, and it's not just Google, it's Bing and it's Yahoo, and, you know, we get information. It's Twitter and Instagram.
Well, some would say Yahoo is skewed already as to one way or the other.
Well, it's like the polling companies. They're all skewed. Everything is skewed. So,
Except us.
Yeah.
Right. He wants to keep George Soros and the Koch brothers from going in and just buying
on either side. Well,
so
they cancel each other out if that were the case. But other than that, it's really an amazing thing to fascinate ourselves with thought-wise. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.